Chapter 22. Aboard the Millennium Falcon.
I wish he'd stop carrying on with the squibs, Han muttered. His jaw was set, his eyes narrowed as he sat in the pilot's chair of the Falcon, staring outward with grim determination to get home as fast as possible.
You were the one who suggested she learn how to play sabacc, Leia mused.
I thought it would teach her something about human nature, Han replied. I didn't expect her to actually sit down and play it with three little...
They're not using actual credits, Leia reminded him.
Doesn't matter.
And she's winning.
Han brightened slightly as they slowed and emerged from hyperspace, the stars slowing and finally becoming stationary. The yellow-brown orb of Coruscant, glittering with lights that never went out, appeared before them.
Home, and none too soon, Han said.
Leia leaned over to touch the communications array, using her proximity to her husband to steal a quick kiss.
Not quite yet, she said. There are a few people we need to talk to first.
Han sighed. From behind them he heard,
No, no, Mistress Amelia, you don't want to put that card down,
in a distinctive fussy voice, and Han grimaced.
3PO, what have I told you about commenting on someone's hand?
Han called. R2-D2 tweeted something that sounded like, I told you so.
Well, Captain Solo, I know you don't wish my advice or calculations when you indulge in games of chance,
came 3PO's voice.
But as one of my duties in assisting with Mistress Amelia's education, I thought it incumbent upon me to...
Well, it's not, so don't.
Oh, as you wish, Captain. Mistress Amelia, you may indeed play the star if you wish.
Han winced at the comment. Leia grinned, much as Han feigned annoyance with the golden droid. Okay, sometimes it was genuine annoyance. She knew he was fond of C-3PO as anyone. And when C-3PO was fussing, all was right with the world. Jag's voice crackled over the comm system.
Jag, it fell.
Jag, Leia said warmly. It's Leia and Han. Oh.
Hey, Mom and Dad,
came their daughter's voice. Han and Leia exchanged surprised smiles.
Hi, honey, Leia said. When did you all arrive?
Just a couple of hours ago. Uncle Luke's talking with the Masters, and Ben and Vistara are wandering around the temple. Seems she wants to become a Jedi.
A Sith wants to become a Jedi?
Han echoed.
What's Luke think about this?
Both he and I think she's sincere. You should talk to him yourself, though.
Translation. Keep it short. I'm enjoying time alone with my fiancé.
I will, just as soon as I'm done with your future husband. Jag, Han and I have just returned from a rather informative expedition. We've got some news to share with you as soon as possible.
I'll be in my office first thing tomorrow morning,
Jag said. Translation. Don't interrupt me right now.